Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world, and today we got a rapper I'm a very big fan of. OMB Peasy is in the building. How you feeling, my guy?
Gang, I'm feeling good. I ain't gonna lie, I'm feeling good. I'm living life, dog.
Yeah.
Hey.
A lot of people expect you to be moving around stressed out. I'm glad to see that's not the case.
Yeah, nah. I'm the type of nigga that don't let nothing stress me out. Feel me? I'm smile through anything. You feel me?
Right. That's an important part of being a rapper. You got to just have shit hanging over your head and you just keep on going, right?
Yeah, type shit. And then like, if you let shit fuck you up, like, and then you just go around, and then you, like, go throughout every day, like, feeling down and thinking negative and shit, like, more negative shit gonna come, you feel me?
That's one thing I get from a lot of the rappers that I'm around, is I will see a rapper with the craziest shit hanging over their head, or it'll be all in the news that he did this, this, and this, and they're just out here just still having a good time. And that's very motivational to me, because I feel like if I had a shoplifting case hanging over my head, I'd be out here sweating and twitching and nervous as fuck. I mean, but that doesn't do you any favors, right?
It ain't gonna do you no better, like, you feel me? Crying about this shit ain't gonna help at all, you feel me? So I'd be like, fuck it, though. I'm a fucking type of nigga. I'd be like, fuck it. It is what it is.
Be a rapper, you gotta look on the bright side.
Yeah, know what I'm saying? Like, it could be a lot worse for me. Know what I'm saying? I could be going through this shit and not have no money coming in. Like, and like, I'm talking about, like, really not have no money, like, no plans to get no money or nothing. Like, still trying to find somebody to rob or something. You feel me?
that's your last option, basically.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, we got a bunch of employees here who honestly would be pretty good to rob. I think that, like, some of these people here.
Don't say that, man. You know, there's a lot of jet boys and shit who be watching your shit, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like really profitable to rob, but I just feel like they would hand the shit over. Though, like, Yuri would just hand it over, but he got like 20 bucks to his name.
But there's niggas out here who like rob for nothing. Like, I'm talking about, ain't got no food to eat. You feel me? I'm talking about gonna take that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because you gonna give it to him. You feel me?
Watch out, Yuri. Let's talk about your younger days, growing up in Sacramento and shit. We interviewed a lot of different rappers from Sacramento recently, but I feel like you are on a very different wave, music style wise and everything. Yeah.
I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, originally?
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Until what age?
See, I had moved to my first time in California. I was 12.
Oh, okay, 12. So you did most of your growing up out there.
Yeah. So goddamn. And then, like, I ain't never, like, you know how some people move somewhere else and then they'll start, like, okay, like, I'm from over here. Like, no, I was always on some shit. I'm from my practice. I'm from Orange Grove practice. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. You feel me? So, and then, like, ain't nobody moved to California but my mama. So all my cousins and shit, you feel me, still in, all my cousins, auntie, uncle still in Mobile. You feel me? So when I get on the phone talking to my people, they ain't got them. They out the way. You feel me? Ain't nobody out here with me but my brother now.
I stayed in Pensacola, Florida for a little while.
Pensacola, they're like 30 minutes
from
where I'm
from. It's so close, but there's the fucking time difference right there. So if you drive over the state border, all of a sudden the time changes, confusing as fuck. Your time will be changing multiple times throughout your day.
How long you was in Pensacola?
I only stayed there for a couple years. I was back in maybe like 2004,
what you was out there for?
Riding bikes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But we went to Mobile a few times. What are your memories of growing up there and, like, what it was like?
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, you only know what you see. You feel me? Like, you only know what you see. So I had a good, like, it was good for real for the most part. You feel me? But I ain't had shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had nothing. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I used to stay with my grandma and shit. RIP my grandma. Man, Lord. I used to stay with my grandma. Shit, on the north side of town. Orange Grove, the bottom and the camp and shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
But when you look back at what your life was like when you were 12, it's kind of crazy to think about how much you didn't know what the fuck was going on at that age, right?
Bro, I be looking back at some of the shit and be thinking like, boy, how the fuck I survived this shit? Like how the fuck I like get through that shit? Not like survive that shit, like literally. I'm talking about like, how did I survive this shit mentally, you feel me? Like, I'm a full functioning grown man now, like, you feel me? I ain't got no mental problems, no nothing, you feel me?
But did you see crazy shit out there? Like, do you have memories of seeing some wild ass terrible things going down?
I ain't had nowhere near close to no normal childhood, but I ain't know until I got to California and I was like 5 years into being in California, you feel me?
And then you start to really realize like, damn, all the shit I saw growing up is different than what I'm seeing out here. But okay, give me an example of the types of shit you've seen in Mobile that blew your mind.
Yeah, like, I was like, shit, 10 or, nah, I don't even want to say, I think 9 or some shit like that. Like, around the age of 8, 9, 10, you feel me? My white boy partner Joe killed himself in front of me and my brother Iceberg, you feel me?
In the house,
by mistake, you feel me?
By mistake.
I'm in the living room playing Rock Band on the TV, you feel me? Like, you know the Rock Band guy?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in the living room playing the Rock Band guy. He behind me. My brother behind me. His girl sitting on the couch, you feel me? So goddamn, you feel me? He's 16, you feel me? His name is Joe. And he got I ain't gonna lie, down there, it's different, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know about the South, it's different.
Everybody got guns.
He got a shotgun, you feel me? I don't really remember what type of shotgun it was, but I know it was long though, you feel me? Boom. So goddamn, he playing with it and shit. He always used to be playing with it, you feel me? Like, I remember he had killed a snake with it, you feel me? Like, a couple days back, we were walking through the trees and shit. It's like we were walking through the woods and shit, you feel me? We was staying in the Grand Bay. So goddamn, nigga, like, he I ain't gonna lie, on God, I kid you not, nigga, on my little boy, nigga, on my grade. You feel me? He put the that motherfucker long as fuck. So that motherfucker like right here, and he pulled the trigger with his toe. But before he pulled the trigger, he like, I bet you the motherfucker ain't gonna go off. Like, I bet you he ain't one in here. You feel me? Boom, that motherfucker go off. You feel me? Jesus. But yeah. I ain't really paying no attention. You feel me? Like, it was on the corner of my eye. I'm playing the game. You feel me? My brother really seeing the shit. You feel me? Iceberg really seeing the shit. Like, and his girlfriend like piece of meat slapped on her face, all type of shit. You feel me? Boom, so goddamn. I'm playing the guy, I just hear boom, I look over, you feel me? He done already fell and shit, you feel me? Me and my brother ran out the hall, ran home.
And was it like the craziest looking scene you could ever imagine? I'm picturing like blood all over the wall and.
I ain't gonna lie though, I ain't even gonna sit here and lie, like I was just scanning the room, you feel me? Like when I heard boom, and I like, you know what I'm saying? I ran the fuck up out of there. I ain't just looking at what on that shit. I got the fuck on.
Right, because are you immediately thinking, like, I don't want to be here when the cops come?
And no, I'm a little boy. Like, I ain't even thinking about no police. You feel me? I'm thinking, like,
this
feel
is
me?
Like, fucked.
Dead about it. You feel me? Like, oh, God. Like, I ain't even thinking about no police. Like,
holy
shit. You
know what
I'm saying? Ring.
Damn. So when you look back at that, though, do you see that as being, like, a moment that. You know, I feel like a lot of kids who grow up in these crazy-ass areas and stuff, they go through very serious trauma, and they don't really regard it that way. Like, you probably, like, did you go to sleep that night, or were you walk around the next day thinking about how fucked up what you just saw was? Or did you just kind
of
be like, well,
I ain't gonna lie,
keep it moving?
That shit got done. I ain't really know how serious that shit was, because I was really like a baby, you feel me? Like, I ain't really know how serious that shit was, for real. Like, until I got older, and I'm telling people the story, and they like, what the fuck, you feel me?
Right.
And then it started dawning on me, like, damn, well, like, that shit crazy, you feel me?
Wow. Were the cops making a big deal about it, trying to talk to you and shit?
Hell nah, that's the crazy part. The police ain't say nothing to us, all my money, nothing, you feel me?
You don't remember it being in the news and shit?
Yeah, it was in the news. It was in the news and shit.
Wow. I mean, there's a lot of places where if a kid kills himself in a high school, like the whole high school got to go to, you know, therapy sessions to get over it.
This like a, I ain't gonna lie, it was different though. It was like a little ass town. Like, we staying in Grand Bay. This like a small city outside of Mobile, you feel me? Oh, jeez.
Definitely. So, okay, when you found out that you were going to move to Sac, what was your reaction? How'd you feel about that as a kid? Well,
at that time, I was staying with my dad. I was 12. At that time, I was staying with my dad and shit. Goddamn. I'm like, shit, yeah. My mama had called our phone. We staying with my dad at work. You feel me? My mama called our phone. Like, my mama had went to jail, so when she had got out of jail, she like, she called us. She like, y'all want to go to California? She had already been before. You feel me?
And were you thinking of California as this crazy, great place with girls roller skating on the beach,
man,
and shit?
Man, fuck it. Exactly that. I swear to God, exactly that. You feel me? Oh, jeez. Right. Like, I'm thinking it's like no racism. You feel me? Like, oh, God, I'm thinking it's damn near like a perfect place. You feel me? Oh, jeez.
Sacramento, a little different.
A little different.
It's, oh, not, it's not quite Santa Monica.
A little different. Then it was like, I always had a mindset like, shit, I'm not from my hood, so I can do the fuck I want and go right back to where I came from. Shit.
Right. Sorry about that. We got a little fly issue right now. I don't know where these things are coming from.
I ain't tripping off no flies. I'm from the project, man. You ain't got to apologize for this.
Yeah, I like that attitude. We need that attitude or not the Black China attitude of she didn't even want to go in the bathroom in there. Thought it was a little too dirty. I don't know.
Hell no, man.
But okay, so why did you? Why was your mom in prison and why did she want to move to Sacramento?
Oh, no, she didn't go to prison. She was just in jail. I don't know. I still don't know to this day why the fuck she was in jail, fool. Oh, God.
Interesting. But do you know why she wanted to move to Sac? Was it like a job opportunity?
It was like, in Sac, I don't know if you know, but like in California, it's like more, like, help. Yeah. Like from the it's more government assistance, should I say. You feel me? Like, with pregnant women, like, they give them, what it's called, GA or some shit like that. Like, they get, like, homeless people, like, they'll take them out of the street, you feel me? Like, they got a shelter program to where you stay in the shelter for a certain amount of time, they'll help you get an apartment, you feel me? Like, okay. They got shit like that. Like, Mobile don't got that type of shit, you feel me? So, like, you know what I'm saying? They help people with kids, like, they help single women with kids and shit like that.
Right.
You feel me? So, in Mobile, we had went to a shelter before, the Penelope House, but it was like they had the same type of program, but it was way more difficult, you feel me? Like, it was way more difficult, you feel me? So, in Sacramento, it's way easier, you feel me? Like, they really helping everybody, for real. So, yeah. That really what she wanted.
Yeah, it's crazy how different Sacramento is from the rest of California. Even
for real, I'm thinking the whole California like that.
But my buddy was just telling me that in Sacramento, it's super easy to get a concealed carry permit for your gun, which is not the case at all in L.A. In L.A., you basically got to be doing something where you're dealing with large amounts of money and shit. And he's telling me that it's super easy to get a concealed carry permit out there just because the cops know that there's so much bullshit going on that they're fucking happy to put people in that position.
What?
I don't know. I'm sure you don't know anything about firearms.
I ain't gonna lie though. I feel like when there's more guns, in the city or whatever city it is, I feel like it's gonna be less crime. You feel me? I feel like if everybody got a gun, it's gonna be less crime. Cause if I walk in a room and I don't know, it might be one motherfucker in this motherfucker with a gun. You feel me? Like. Man, shit, I slap this nigga right here. He ain't got no gun. You feel me? I do this. Like, this how people be thinking, like. But if everybody got a gun, this motherfucker, nigga know 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a shootout. You feel me? Like, you might die or you might have to kill somebody. And a lot of people ain't ready for that shit. You
have a much better reason to avoid any kind of violence when you know that it's going to be taken to that next level immediately.
Yeah, it's going to be right there. You feel me? It's going to be up. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, I feel like when... Like, the guns, like, when it's strict as fuck, like, and then niggas be feeling like they the only ones with a gun, you feel me? Like, when you know, like, everybody can't get no gun, you feel me? You just had to pay, shit, $1,500 for your Glock, you feel me? Like, shit, you know, man, that group of niggas, it might be just be 2 guns over there, you feel me? Like,
right.
But shit, in the South, nigga, it's gonna be 30 guns in that little clique, you feel me?
Definitely.
So it's more respect. Like, niggas walk in the store, excuse me, bro, you feel me?
Right,
like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, the idea of having a society where there is no guns is a nice idea, but the reality is that if they were, let's say they were able to get rid of all the guns right now, well, then all of a sudden you're in a position where the only people with guns are going to be the people who really, really go out of their way to get a gun, steal a gun, etc. And then all the normal people are going to not be able to defend themselves. Only the criminals are going to have straps.
Because I ain't going to lie, because I'm considered a criminal, you feel me? Due to the fact that I've been in jail multiple times and shit like that, I hate it, but it's just the statistics, you feel me? So, I ain't gonna lie, criminals gonna goddamn, motherfuckers gonna find a way to get guns, you feel me? Like, that shit ain't gonna never stop, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I feel like they might, especially rappers who, feelings who have become rappers, you feel me? We got this shit on paper that we getting X amount of money for shows and X amount of money for labor deals, you feel me? I feel like it should be a way that we can get a concealed weapon license, you feel me? On God, it feel like they really just like, shit, fuck what you doing now, you feel me? Like, they putting what we did when we was kids on our back, you feel me? We can't even protect ourselves, you feel me? Like, real talk.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, for a rapper to be moving around like that, they're basically putting you in a situation where you either have to do something illegal by carrying a gun, or you are going to get your chain snatched, wallet took, et cetera, because you're not going to be in a position. Or you could hire security that's way too expensive for even most rappers.
Yeah, a lot of rappers can't pay for that shit.
And that's super, even a rapper got more money than normal people, but a lot of normal people obviously don't have that kind of money for security or nothing. I mean, it's just like they make the situation so the rappers basically have to go to jail just to exist, or have to get really lucky and not get pulled over with a burner.
Exactly, fool. That's why you see so many rappers and shit going to jail and shit. Mm-hmm. And then it don't even be a nigga can't pay for security. It'd be like a lot of niggas ain't comfortable around security. Like, a lot of niggas ain't comfortable around regular people. Like, you feel me? They don't want nobody following them or being that close up on them all day. Like, it ain't even about, I don't want security because that's pussy shit. It's about a nigga being like, I don't know. Sometimes I be getting uncomfortable, you feel me? But sometimes I be like doing security and shit, you feel me? But like, I just feel like that's why a lot of niggas go to jail, you feel me? Because we got to protect ourselves, you feel me? Like, real talk, we got to. It's like a lose-lose situation. We got to protect ourselves. It like, and then a lot of niggas rather get caught with it than without it, you feel me? Like, because if you get caught without it, your ass can die, you feel me?
And everybody will be posting you up on Instagram talking about
he was rapping all that gangster shit. Woo-doo, now he dead. Woo-doo. You know how they be doing. They going to crucify a nigga in them comments, you feel me? Oh, God.
Crazy. So, yeah, I was just interviewing ESTG, and he was talking about how growing up in Louisville, Kentucky, that it was, you know, everybody can just have a gun. So every in his neighborhood, he's talking about how everybody just walking around with it on him.
Yeah.
And it is just such a different vibe. Whereas if I was walking around down here and I saw somebody with a fucking AR walking around, I would, I'm going to run back in here, lock the doors.
You feel me?
That'd be crazy.
They gonna goddamn call it, but the marshals gonna come out. They gonna block the whole street. They see you walking down the street with an AR.
But was that your experience growing up, that it wasn't that out of the ordinary to see somebody just walking around with a big old gun out?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, like MOB, everybody got them business. A business will shoot your house up. A girl will shoot your house up.
For real, you've had that happen?
Huh? Yeah, nah, ain't no girl shoot my house up.
You were out of there, buddy.
What if they was coming over here playing with that shit, man? Come over here playing, don't you?
That is one thing that I've noticed interviewing rappers, like Rio the Young OG was telling me, like in Detroit or in Flint, rather, it'll go down. Like a girl will really stab you in your sleep or shoot you. Like they're really they're walking around worried that a girl's gonna commit a horrible act upon them with a weapon, which is not really something that I've ever had to think about my whole life.
Shit, you start thinking about that shit. I ain't gonna lie, cause like a girl is dangerous. A woman is a dangerous motherfucker when they mad. Like they can go to.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, they do crazy shit. But I ain't never had no girl put their hands on me. Do no gang shit like that.
Really?
You feel me? Cause, and I ain't gonna lie, I don't even be arguing though. I don't argue or nothing. You feel me? Like, but back in the days, I used to be arguing and shit. And they used to try to say shit that gonna hurt a nigga. Like, and they used to be showing me, like, oh yeah, a girl, like, they gonna try to hurt your feelings. You feel me?
So you've avoided that. Yeah. I mean, I think that's why me and my girl have worked out, is because we're good at arguing. We can have an issue, we can have a mature conversation about it. We can move past it. We get a little emotional, but we don't really like scream at each other. Definitely never hit each other. One time she smashed a bottle of Henny. That was about the worst thing she did.
Man, I'm not arguing. Soon we can have a grown-up conversation about it, but as soon as you get to raising your voice and shit, because I be talking like this. You feel me? As soon as you get to, that shit, oh yeah, I'm going to start laughing at you. Mm-hmm. And now you going to be calling me childish and shit. You feel me? And I'm finna get the plan. You feel me? Like, I'm good.
You're gonna make it worse?
I'm gonna make it way worse. Now I'm finna make you way madder than what you're getting. Or I'm just gonna stare at you like you're stupid.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't be inviting all that. You're gonna have enough trouble in your life dealing with dudes who wanna fuck with you and test you.
I'm finna come home and be arguing with you.
Exactly.
Bitch.
You gotta be able to come home and have a space of some solitude and some nice vibes, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 12 and you moved to Sacramento. What's your initial impression of what it's actually like when you realize it's not going to be girls roller skating on the beach?
Oh, shit. It like, shit. Goddamn. Really, it was like, Cause my mom and them, she used to be trying to keep me out of the house shit. So goddamn, I used to be acting like I'm on a basketball team. You feel me? To get out the house. Feel me? This in middle school though. You feel me? Mm. Goddamn, I was 14. Goddamn, when I turned 14, I told my mom, I'm like, I came in the house. I'm like, mom, I smoke weed. I ain't gonna lie, I be smoking this shit. You feel me?
And what was her reaction?
Shit, I ain't gonna lie, my mom, she was always the type of, my mom cool as fuck. You feel me? Like, as long as the nigga keep it real with him. She's great, you feel me? And I told her, like, I want to tell you that so you don't think a nigga hiding shit from me or nothing. You feel me? Like, straight up.
That's good. Yeah, I feel like that's the kind of thing that you would want your kids. But it wasn't, like, even a question in your mom's mind that she was going to ground you or get you in trouble for smoking or nothing?
So, goddamn. But, goddamn, I tell you that to say, shit, it wasn't really, it wasn't really, it was different. But, you know, the same shit going on everywhere. So, once I peeped that shit, I was thugging.
I mean, there's still tons of violence in Sacramento, but you don't have people moving around with guns out and shit, so it's probably, like, a little different.
Yeah, it was like, man, they do it different, but it's still the same shit. So, it like, once I peeped that and I seen how they do it, you feel me, I start, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was thinking.
Move a little different. Okay, so what kind of kids do you end up, just making friends right away once you go to school, or is it a little awkward at first?
No, it wasn't over awkward. Well, it was awkward, kind of like, because I was, you know what I'm saying?
Because everybody's already clicked different. Up
yeah,
by that point.
Everybody
and
know
you're
each other.
You're not from here and you mad country?
Yeah, they've been going to school with each other since elementary and shit, you feel me? And I'm from a whole different state. I feel like I'm from a whole different country, you feel me? I swear to God, I feel like I'm from Jamaica or something, you feel me? Because they keep like, huh, what you say? Like, you feel me? Like, I'm talking a different language, you feel me? So,
are you having to learn how to speak a little bit more, like, less slang and less, like, never
like,
draw?
Like, I had to learn how to talk to where they can understand me, you feel me?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I feel it. So, but you end up like forming good friend groups over the years? Like, did you end up sort of falling in?
Yeah. Goddamn, I started hanging with, see, my group of partners wasn't from Sacramento, you feel me? Like, cause I always, like, we had that in common, like, we wasn't from here, you feel me? So, like, that's what we had in common. And then it was like seven of us, you feel me? It's still like, nah, I don't fuck with two of them bitch ass niggas, but it probably like five of us, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I still hang with the same niggas though. They were from Richmond. I was from Alabama. You know what I'm saying? We both had moved to a city that we wasn't from, you feel me? So that we had a conversation.
Right, for sure. Were you always thinking about music and rap? Was it always something you were obsessed with? And were you rapping early on in your life?
Yeah, like, I wrote my first rap when I was, like, 8, you feel me? And then I recorded my first song when I had got to California. My mama had a boyfriend, you feel me? And he had a studio. He used to be making beats, and she had a microphone. So I had one of them motherfuckers when I was 12. I had one of them motherfuckers and recorded my first rap, you feel me?
Uh-huh. Did you, who were you listening to that you were inspired by or that you were looking at, like, oh, he's the man?
Shit, like, a lot of niggas like Boosie. I was looking at Lil Wayne and them, you feel me? Juvenile and them, you feel me? You know the whole Hot Boys, you feel me?
Right.
I was still on them, you feel me? I fuck with Tupac, you feel me? Goddamn. I was fucking with Kevin Gates around that time. It's a lot of niggas.
A lot of good shit.
It's a lot of niggas.
Did you start to get interested in any of the Sacramento music and the stuff that was going on locally? Or?
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it was intrigued. Like, I was intrigued by that shit because it was so different. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to find out why they liked it so much. You feel me? I wanted to find out why they loved it. You feel me? So I started listening to my favorite Bay Area rapper of all time is The Jekyll. Feel me? I love the Jekyll, you feel me? R.I.P. the Jekyll, OG. I fuck with the Jekyll, feel me?
It was hard, yeah. But it's interesting because, like, Sacramento kind of has its own world of music, its own sound, its own shit going on. It's, like, kind of real different from what you were growing up around.
Yeah, I was intrigued by that shit. I'm like, damn, this shit crazy. Like, a whole other world.
Right.
And then I peeped that shit early. I'm like, shit, I'm down there getting the best of both. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm learning shit that people where I'm from ain't learning. You feel me? And I already know shit that people out here don't know. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I peeped that shit early. I'm like, yeah, I can use that shit to my advantage. You feel me?
Right. Were you getting in trouble all through high school and shit, or were you kind of keeping your nose clean?
Yeah, I was thugging.
What kind of shit?
Going to jail and shit. Like, we used to be beating niggas up and taking their iPhones and shit. You know what I'm saying? That what I had got caught for. You feel me?
Okay.
Back in the days, I ain't never got caught for no serious shit, you feel me? Like,
right.
I ain't never got caught for no serious shit. But in high school, like, I stayed on probation. Before I just got out of probation, I was on probation for 7 years.
Yeah. What was that case about?
That was from that little shit. They had gave me a strong arm robbery with assault. But they had dropped it down to felony theft of person with misdemeanor battery, you feel me?
Okay.
So I was on probation with that to start with. Then, like, back in the day, you feel me, I ain't really had nothing, you feel me? Even when we got to California, you feel me? Like, we were living in California, and my mama always made sure we had a roof on our head, over our head, but, like, shit, I used to be goddamn having to get it out to get it any way I can. So before I go to school, I used to be stealing my clothes at the store, like right before school, and I changed, you feel me, on my way to school, you feel me? So I had got caught for doing that shit one time, you feel me? Then I had went to juvenile hall for that, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then, goddamn, we was on some little kid shit. I was a little boy, probably like 14, 15, you feel me? We had goddamn stole a little golf cart at the apartment complex, you feel me? They tried to give us grand theft for that shit, man.
What
I'm good,
the fuck?
Bro. Oh, jeez, but they dropped it down to, what the fuck they dropped that shit down to?
I would have never thought that stealing a golf cart would be that big a deal, but I guess it makes sense.
Damn, I forgot what the fuck they called that shit. Uh-huh. But they tried to give a grand theft for that shit. That was so gay.
That's hilarious.
I don't mean gay, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I feel you. But when
matter of fact, I take that back. That was so weak.
When you went to juvenile hall, though, did you start to feel like you were really figuring out? Because then you're around all these kids from the same city, but they're like worse than you. They've been in worse trouble than you. They're from all over the city. So you start to really see what's going on in there, right?
It's like goddamn. It's like shit. When I got to juvenile hall, they already knew me, though. You feel me? Like, when I got to juvenile hall, they already knew, like, who I was. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying, like, that's just what I got caught for when I was little. You feel me? So my name was already ringing bells and shit. So when I got to juvenile high, they like, oh yeah, they called me Bama. They like that Bama, you feel me? Woo-doo-woo, you feel me?
Right.
So goddamn juvenile high, cool though. That shit like a little boys camp or something, you feel me? Like,
yeah, but all the bad kids in town.
Yeah, but all the bad kids in this motherfucker. So it's like, if you ain't no bitch, you having fun. Cause the bitch ass niggas getting beat up and shit, like.
Right.
And getting picked on and shit. But I ain't really like no bully shit. I stopped that shit. I don't like no bully shit.
Yeah, picking on the weakest guy out of the group or whatever. That's corny.
Yeah, I don't like no bully shit.
Okay, so at that point, though, like, when did you actually get serious about the music and really start having videos and start getting some level of attention from it?
When I was about 16, 17.
Okay.
I had dropped my first video. It's called Skrilla. I did a remix to Kodak Black.
That was the first Kodak song I ever heard, and that's what made me think he was amazing back in the day.
Oh, good. Yeah. I still fuck Kodak. I ain't gonna lie. But goddamn, I had remixed that shit. You feel me? That was my first video. Hold on, I'm gonna show you. I want you to see how I look.
Oh my god, this is great. Good. Is it still on YouTube and shit?
Yeah, it's still on YouTube.
How many views you got now?
I don't know. I'm finna see. I don't know, I dropped it a minute ago though. I'm talking about this was before my first song, Later On and everything.
Uh-huh.
Later On really what got me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. More, like, most of my core fan base know me for type shit.
Yeah, but man, I remember the Skrilla era. People were going crazy for this song.
Look at this shit.
He got a nice little 200K on it. Whoops.
When I first had dropped them up, I had like 5,000 views.
definitely robbing somebody in like a field here for this video. That's pretty dope. Oh yeah, you were already definitely on some bad kid shit. Look at you guys robbing this fool. Damn, it's crazy. This is only 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, good.
Goddamn. Who'd you have shoot this video? Or like, what's your memory of what was going on in your head before you actually shot this?
I forgot the nigga name, though. Like, back in the, like, around that time, I had already, like, knew who I was, though. I knew exactly who I was going to be. I already knew who, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to step on that. If it is, I mean, what it is.
Yeah, you got the blicky out. You got all these guys with you with their shirts off. You were definitely ready to do something. This is not a kid who had his head necessarily screwed on straight at this point in your life, right?
I was thinking, though. Hey, I'm like,
okay, when I was interviewing Mac J the other day, he was saying that basically he don't feel like there's ever, like, nobody could really be from Sacramento as a rapper and not... and be able to fuck with both sides in terms of, like, you know.
Talking about Lev DMI,
that. That, and, you know, just, like, the overall, like, people were kind of on both sides of that and everything. Like, did you ever feel like you had to get drawn into picking a side and all that?
They used to be trying to. Mm. Man, hell yeah, man, they used to be trying to, man.
When you first came out and shit, they're looking at you like, oh, he's popping now? We gotta sign him up.
No, not even that. You feel? Oh, yeah, that too. No, not even that, though, for real. Not even so much that, though, you feel me? Like, it was like on some, like, boom, back in the day. Like, I'm really talking about, like, back in the day, because, you know, I had to stay out there, you feel me? Like, I was really living out there, you feel me? I'm going to jail out here and everything, you feel me? So the police, like, and then I had this, like, when I was younger, when I first started growing my dreads, I had this side right here dyed red, you feel me? Just the tips, you feel me?
Okay.
So, goddamn, it was like just a little patch right here. So every time I go to jail, the police used to always think I was a blood, you feel me? I'm like, shit, I'm from over here, Alabama, you feel me? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? They used to think I was lying, you feel me? I'm good. So they'll send me to the side, they'll send me to the west side. They'll send me over there where they send people from the south side, from the south of Sacramento, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, shit. So I walk up in that motherfucker, they'll be like, boy, you look like one of them niggas, you feel me? Shit, I'm from over here, Alabama, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then it'll be, it's always somebody in there who know me, though. You feel me? I don't know. It never fit.
So you never really got pressed on some, like, total stranger shit?
Yeah. It's always somebody who know me. Like, they be like, no, that nigga ain't lying. You feel me? Like, that nigga, you feel me?
Definitely.
So boy, I'd be like, Bama. You feel me? So they call me Bama from now on out. You feel me?
But you always had that in your head that you wanted to avoid having to really, like, click up or get super political with it and all that?
I ain't never really go throughout the day thinking about this shit, like, shit, cause just like I said, I know exactly where I'm from. My family ain't even out this motherfucker, you feel me?
Mm.
Like, everything I'm doing is with OMB, you feel me? And it's only 7 of us, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? My family and my cousins and shit is in Alabama, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Straight up. And then around this time, I ain't got enough money to fly to my house, you feel me? Mm. Straight up.
But, I mean, there's a lot of people who, even if they're having success with music, et cetera, as soon as they get a chance to label themselves as something from the street, et cetera, they run at the opportunity because they just, you know, either they want the protection or they want to have people at home know that they're associated with this, this, and this.
Niggas, I don't know. That ain't never been me, you feel me? Like, I know God got me, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I know everything I go through for a reason, you feel me? He ain't gonna put nothing on me that I can't handle, you feel me? And if I can't handle it, I'm gonna die. What I'm gonna do, die, you feel me? And then, like, from what I've seen growing up, I look at death like a baby being born. That shit normal, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if I believe in reincarnation yet or not, but I damn know kind of believe in that shit. So I feel like I'm gonna come back. And I think I'm gonna be the boss every time I come back to this bitch, you feel me?
That was kind of a bar right there, though. I look at death like a baby being born.
Real talk, though, that's really how I look at it, you feel me? That shit normal as fuck, you feel me? Like, that shit really is life, you feel me? Like, I'm glad I learned that shit at a young age, you feel me? Because I can live my life without being scared or nothing, you feel me? Like, I can really have fun with anything, you feel me? Like, I can stand on the edge of a roof if I want to, you feel me? I can goddamn jump in the ocean, you feel me, if I want to. I can go skydiving. I went skydiving, you feel me?
Like, how's that?
Fun as fuck, you feel me? Because I wasn't scared to die, you feel me?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
God damn. No, I mean, I feel like that's a big difference is a lot of times people will see you and you've lost somebody and then they see you and you're on your Instagram story having a good time a couple of days later and they don't understand that as you get older and if you're from a certain area or you're from a certain atmosphere, this shit is just going to be something you get more and more used to in terms of losing people. And it's like you don't
think I ever get used to that though.
You don't think like, your brain is sort of
like as far as like losing people, like losing people out low, like
right,
like because I know, like, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, I look at death like a baby being born is normal, but it's still, I don't miss the fact of them being here with a nigga, like
right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't miss them, like film, like real shit. But
the,
I don't know.
The thing is like some people will, you know, experience a traumatic death, and there'll be months of them not being able to be around anybody or whatever. For at a certain point, I think you got to keep it moving.
I'm still communicating though, because most of the people I done lost, like I ain't never really seen them cry or nothing. You feel me? Like, so I know they wouldn't want me crying. You feel me? Like every time I was with them, I was having fun, or we were laughing, joking, playing and shit. So I don't really be on no crying shit, but. It'd be hard to keep that shit in, though, for real, when you lose somebody you love.
Yeah, I'm always amazed when I'm watching, like, the dudes from Chicago and shit, and I'm like, oh, my God. They will go through the most craziest traumatic shit, and you will see them back to normal the next day, 2 days later, and it just reminds you, like, they seen so much of this that they can't afford to be sad for a week, or at least publicly presenting their sadness, you know?
Yeah, that real, though.
For sure. Okay, so when do you feel like you started to really develop your style, or you have songs start popping off? Because I feel like your style is you never like really went straight to just rapping strictly street shit. It always seemed like you wanted to make real good music.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm still developing my style though, for real.
Really?
But I ain't like, I know everybody don't know how to dance, but everybody been through something. You feel me? Like, so that's what I be trying to stick to. Like, I still be wanting to have fun with it sometimes. Like, know what I'm saying? Like, showing I'm having fun with it, cause this shit is fun, you feel me? Like, I be doing a lot of shit, you feel me?
Right.
But I still be wanting to stick to what, like, to what I know, you feel me? Like, I know people going through shit, you feel me? Like, cause I've been going through shit my whole life, still going through shit, you feel me?
Definitely. But do you ever feel like you kinda have to make a certain style of music because your fans expect something from you? And what do they want from you? They want, like, street shit and pain. They want you to really be telling them all the shit that you've been through. Does it ever feel weird? Because you go through periods in your life where you're probably really happy and everything's great, right?
Nah, I don't never really just feel like I gotta talk about something. I just talk about what I go through, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I be taking a sacrifice and going through the shit what I be going through to help somebody, like, to help somebody get through it, go through it, or not go through it. To help somebody get through it, get over it, or not go through it. You feel me? Like, that's what I feel like I take the sacrifice and go through the shit I go through for. You feel me? So I don't really be tripping about the shit that be coming. You feel me? Because a lot of shit do be coming. You feel me? It be good sometimes, but it be bad sometimes too.
Definitely. How successful did you get before you linked up with E-40?
I was going up when I was still rising and shit. Just had reached like probably like a couple hundred thousand views, some shit like that. You feel me?
Okay. And how did he reach out to you?
My nigga Ken had introduced me to E-40.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was that like? Like, how did the conversation go, and how did that change things for you after that?
That conversation, like, he really was like telling me like he wanted to uplift the youth, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I can't do that.
I'm like, shit, yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah, I feel it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a young nigga. I feel like I got the talent. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I got it, you feel me? And then he was like, shit, I'm going to put everything behind you, feel me? You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? As soon as I signed, we had flew to New York, you feel me? That's when 300 had flew us out there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you were just going around doing the media rounds and all that?
Mm-hmm. No, I went out there and did, I did a few label meetings and shit. This before I had signed. Because I had signed a distribution deal with 300 through Sick with a record.
Okay. Yeah. And you're still with 300 now?
Yeah, I'm still with 300.
So how do you feel about them? There's been times where 300 was considered like a super hot label. There's been times where people weren't really talking about 300. How you feel about the job that they've done with your career over the years?
Yeah, I love 300. I ain't gonna lie, I feel like 300 been the same, like, they've been the same people the whole time I've been with them. You feel me? Like, I ain't really felt no difference. And if it was a difference, it's them going harder for me. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm good. And it's like, I look at them like a family. Like, Because I've been fucking with them like my whole career, basically. You feel me? Like, as soon as I started going up, shit, I flew to New York. You feel me? I started fucking with them. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I feel like some niggas look at labels and they blame the label because, like, they feel like a label supposed to do so much for them. Where I feel like, I really feel like that's true, but you got to give the label something to work with. Like, you can't just sit back and be like, all right, I can't drop no music because the label don't want me to drop no music. Okay, what they doing then? You feel me? You can't look at it like that. You got to look at it like, all right, shit, okay, the label ain't doing that right now. All right, I'm finna drop this song. I'm finna drop this song. I'm finna drop this single. All right, I'm finna put together this album and then show them the music. You feel me? If they don't like it, then I'm gonna try again. If they like it, then all right, we finna put together a role. Like, then, like, if you drop one of them songs, see, this, all right, this is a perfect example, me, you feel me? For a long time, it was like, my shit was going like this, you feel me? And I'm like, shit, I was thinking just how niggas be thinking, you feel me? Like, damn, the label ain't fucking with me, like, damn, niggas ain't fucking with me, like, and I'm like, shit, I'm just finna drop, you feel me? I started dropping, boom, because I thought I couldn't drop, you feel me? I started dropping, boom, video. Video, video. Then I drop Big Homie. Big Homie go up. You feel me? That gave the label something to work with. They get behind it. You feel me? Now we moving. You feel me? That's when it clicked in my head. Like, okay, I gotta work. You feel me? Never stop working. Never stop driving. I gotta. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I heard you being honest about that in the Vlad interview where you were talking about how you felt like, you know, a lot of people in your life have basically lost faith in you musically at a certain point.
Yeah.
And that's something that you never really hear a rapper be honest about, is what it must feel like to be doing a couple million views every video, and then all of a sudden a year or two go by and you're just seeing the numbers go down and you're starting to question yourself. Yeah. And you're starting to wonder, like, is this really going to work out, etc. Obviously it's like got a happy ending to that story because then you went on to have huge hits after that, but how would you describe like the way that you were looking in the mirror thinking about your career and shit at that point when it seemed like things were really not looking great?
That shit, I ain't gonna lie, that shit got down, it fucked with you mentally, like, and emotionally, you feel me? Cause you know, shit that you thought was like love turned to like business. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, okay, all right, you gotta put your head on straight. It's only a couple niggas who really fuck with you, you feel me? Really believe in you, feel me? For real, you feel me? Like through thick and thin, like, you know what I'm saying? Like your day one partners, like my nigga Ken, like, you feel me? Like 300, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Boom, 300. I just had to get them something to work with, you feel me? They believe in a nigga, like, they paying for shit that they don't even supposed to pay for, and I ain't even know, you feel me, like, at the time, you feel me? I just had to get smart, you feel me, and get my head in the game, you feel me? Like, right. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Going backwards a little bit, when you really first started to have those big songs and shit, like, what was that time period like in your life when all of a sudden you're not just a normal guy in your neighborhood anymore? All of a sudden, you're the dude who's got millions of views on YouTube. That's got to really change how everybody's looking at you, right?
Shit. Yeah, I guess. You feel me? But it feel good, though. I ain't gonna lie, it feel good. Cause, like, I ain't gonna lie, what really feel good to me is the kids. When the kids fuck with a nigga, that shit be making a nigga feel good, you feel me? Like, cause they can be listening to anybody, and there's a lot of niggas talking about anything. I'm talking about just saying it cause of rhyme, you feel me? Like, ain't trying to put no type of message, no substance, no nothing, you feel me? Like, so they can be listening to anything, so that shit make me feel good when they fucking with me.
Yeah, like when a 12-year-old comes up to you showing mad love, there's something about it where you feel like they're not trying to be cool.
Yeah,
they're
like
not trying to get down with you.
They genuinely mean
they just
shit.
Really actually fuck with it, and that's kind of like, damn, like that's extra special in a way. Yeah,
that shit genuine.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Definitely. Okay, so do you remember a time, though, where you really started to have to move differently? Like, when it really occurred to you, like, oh, fuck, I ain't a regular guy anymore. I got to really watch my ass.
Hell yeah. When I had got locked up and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I had got locked up, I'm like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? A nigga can, like, your name can get caught up in some bullshit at any time.
Mm.
You You know what I'm saying? You gotta watch how you move, like, and not even just that, like, you can like, you gotta watch these bitches, you gotta watch everything, like, that's crazy, like, cause you gotta watch everything around you, you feel me? Like, everything around you can't miss nothing, you feel me? Like, and you know, a motherfucker ain't nothing but a human, you feel me? Like, you gonna miss some shit, but, like, you gotta try to catch everything, like, you gotta really be on it, you feel me? Like, you gotta be on it.
Definitely. Was there a certain point where you decided, like, shit, I guess I shouldn't just be living in a regular ass apartment where I'm a little accessible?
Hell yeah, but I wasn't even tripping out the safety part, you feel me? I was tripping like, cause shit, hey, I'm like, man, I'm a boss, man, I gotta get the fuck up out this motherfucker, you feel me? Like, right. Oh, shit, that's how that was, you feel me? Cause, you know, yeah.
How's that feel though? Like, you grew up in the projects, I guess, or, you know, not a nice place, and then to be able to, like, upgrade your scenario a lot, like, how much did that mean to you to be able to do that? To be able to basically, like, go from living in the projects to living in a nice apartment or a house or wherever you transitioned into as you saw the success. How did that feel?
That feel good, cause it, like, a nigga ain't never had nothing. And then I'm the type of nigga that be looking at the steps it take, you feel me? Like, I've been thinking, like, well, I'm all the way at the bottom. It's going to take, like, I got to get right here to get right here to get right here to get right here to get at the top. You feel me? So I was like, bro, I got a long-ass way to go. So when I seen them start moving, like, fast, I'm like, okay, like, I still got a long way to go, but I ain't at the bottom no more. You feel me?
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? When I was watching that video with you and Youngboy and just E-40 having the cameo in there, where did you shoot that video and what was the vibe like that day?
I shot that video in Oakland. The vibe was raw. I fuck with E40 a long way for getting in the video for that part. I don't chill.
Right.
Cause that was like some spell the moment type shit too. It wasn't even playing, you feel me? Like, he ain't even have to do that, you feel me? Uh-huh.
Was that a real trap house or was that like a house you rented out to use as a trap house?
That was my partner grandma's house.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that was my partner.
I see that in a few of your videos. I was wondering, I'm like, so is this a house somebody really trapping out of, or is this a house that you went and got off Airbnb?
Yeah, that was my partner grandma's house, man.
Okay, that's good to know. And I'm seeing Youngboy rapping in that video too. I'm pretty sure he had one of his baby mamas sitting there right next to him too.
Yeah, I think so.
He's got so many, it's really hard to keep track.
I think so.
Yeah.
That was so long ago, I think that was.
Yeah, definitely. Would you look at him as somebody who was a big influence on your style musically?
I feel like he showed a nigga that, like, street artists can sell, like, can do shows and sell hard tickets, you feel me? He showed me, like, we can do that, you feel me? Like, know what I'm saying?
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of rappers don't even ever bother to get into the hard ticket business. Like, people tell me Rick Ross he'll always perform at clubs and shit, but he never really bothered to do the real official shows, like, the way that you would think.
Feel me? Like, you gotta, I feel like it's best, like, you gotta want to fill up them all them venues, you feel me? Like, I don't want to say fuck a club because there's money, you feel me? Like, can't say fuck money, you feel me? But don't just focus on them clubs, you feel me? Like, you gotta get them hard tickets too, you feel me? Like,
it's a totally different fan base too, because, like, your fans that are gonna go to a real show, you're gonna get the 17, 18 year olds.
That's different.
The, like, club, you know, is gonna be the 30 year olds, the 25 year olds, the more grown ass people who go there to just sort of show off they got money and shit.
Yeah, get a designer fit, pull up to nigga. At them venue show, niggas finna be a 16 year old nigga and that motherfucker with a snapback on t-shirt, nigga, that you just wore yesterday, nigga, with some motherfucking Vans on.
In the mosh pit.
In a mosh pit. You feel me? I'm telling
you. You got them moshing at your shows?
Ain't gonna lie, at the festival. I love the festivals.
The festivals, they got a mosh.
At the festivals, I love that shit.
Definitely.
Yeah. But at my personal shows, nah, not right now, but I want to, though.
I mean, you might have to make some XXXTentacion style, like, crazy ass songs. Mm-hmm. I have to get that going.
Gotta switch on my style one time.
Yeah. Do you feel like that though? Do you feel like you take a lot of risks musically, or do you feel like you just sort of go with the flow when you hear these beats?
I just go with the flow when I hear the beats for real. I critique my shit sometimes because I don't want to sound like I don't want everything to sound the same. You feel me? But I be trying to, like, I really be trying to step outside the box sometimes.
Definitely. I saw you had this new video that was like a rest in peace song for your friend Tato.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how he passed and sort of what he meant to you?
Like, goddamn, he had got shot, you feel me? That was like my little brother, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Let Tay, like, there was nigga, like, for the people who don't know Lil Tay, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Lil Bro was a real soldier, you feel me? Like, his brother had got killed in front of him, and he got hit in the head, you feel me? Lil Tay had got hit in the head, got hit in the foot, you feel me? And in the hand, you feel me? And survived, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
Boom, his brother died. His older brother, Wee Wee, you feel me? So, goddamn, that was my dog, too, you feel me? So, goddamn. Then, like, 2 years later, you feel me? He gets shot again, you feel me? I almost died. He in a coma for, like, 2 days, you feel me?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus. Come back. He shake back. Shake all the way back, you feel me? He was just at my album release, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
So, goddamn, you feel me? I wake up, you feel me? I wake up, like, shit, a couple weeks later, you feel me? I just wake up to the misses on Instagram, like, goddamn. You heard about Lil Tay? I just opened that hole. I ain't even ask what happened, you feel me? Like, I ain't ask what happened yet, you feel me? I got down. I called Ken, you feel me? I called Lil Tay, he ain't answer. You feel me? I'm like, damn. From I called him again, he ain't answer, you feel me? Not my heart racing. I'm like, damn, what the fuck going on, you feel me? So, goddamn. I ain't gonna lie, damn. I forgot who the fuck. Oh, yeah, that's what made me mess up back, you feel me? So I'm like, goddamn, what happened to Lil Tay, you feel me? See, like, he got shot, you feel me? Then she missed again, like, he died, you feel me? I'm like, hell nah, I ain't believe it at first, you feel me?
Goddamn.
Goddamn, I ain't believe it at first, but that shit had hit at the funeral, though, you feel me?
That's awful. That's one of your closest people that you've lost?
Yeah. That my little nigga, man.
Damn, that's super sad.
Is that right up? Hold on.
Oh, you got him as the background?
Yeah, he got my chain on right there.
Oh, goddamn. That's super sad.
I got that little nigga name on my wall. Hold on, I'm finna show you. Hold on. I got that little nigga name on my wall in the house, you feel me? This before he died, though, you feel me? He took a picture by his favorite color, blue. I got his name in blue right there, you feel me?
That's dope. Damn, you just let your friends do graffiti in your house?
No, hell no. I paid a nigga to do that shit.
Oh, okay. Damn, rest in peace, though. I mean, like, when you were making that song for him and shit, though, like, did it feel like a lot of pressure or responsibility that you want to sort of make a song that could really be the anthem?
No, I had already had a song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I already had a song. I ain't even want to make the song just because of that reason, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't make a song, you feel me? Like, real talk, I couldn't get myself to make a song. You know what I'm saying?
You never really, like, have been a person that really used any kind of, like, beef or drama to, like, promote the music for the most part, huh?
Man, hell no.
You don't really put it in the lyrics and shit. It's very...
Oh, nah, man, these niggas be trolling. I ain't finna be trolling nobody, cause I be on that shit. And I don't wanna go to jail, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like jail for no man, you feel me? Like, that shit for animals. I don't even feel like no animals should be in jail. I fuck with animals, you feel me?
Right.
That shit ain't for no man. I don't even know who made that shit. Who made that shit, a bitch?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when I watch jail shows. I'm like, I can't believe this shit still exists.
Yeah, man.
Like, doesn't it feel like it should be a lot different? Like, the world has changed a lot, but prison has pretty much stayed the same.
I'm good, but, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't doing no rap even. I got a lot of different shit going on. I got other shit going on, bro. I just want to make music, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, your manager was saying before that he thinks you've never really been one to use drama for your content because you've always been having cases hanging over your head or being on probation.
Yeah, I've been fighting cases and on probation, I've been on the run and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? I ran from my POs and shit. I ran from every PO I had. Every PO I ever had, I ran from.
Wow, really?
You feel me? Oh, Jesus.
Goddamn.
Like, shit, man, I'm not finna be beefing with you niggas, and half of you niggas ain't seen what I seen. Like, you feel me?
Mm.
Your childhood was not like mine, you feel me? Like,
that's honestly a good lesson for a lot of kids out there, because I feel like a lot of kids now look at all the popping gangster rappers, and they're like, oh, I gotta smoke on somebody's dead homie. I gotta have all this crazy ass shit in my lyrics and stuff.
I ain't gonna smoke on a nigga dead homie unless I smoke him. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, if I smoke him, I'm gonna smoke on him. You feel me? Or my brother smoked him because that's my brother. You feel me? Mm. But I ain't gonna put it in the song. You feel me? That's like some me and my brother type shit. We, you feel me? Cause jail real. You feel me? I don't know.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie, I be listening to some of that shit though. Mm. I be fucking with that shit though.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I'll be fucking with it, but then I'll be like not telling anybody that I'm fucking with it.
Damn shit. I tell them nigga I fuck with it. Shit, I listen to what the fuck I wanna listen to.
I'll tell them I fuck with it, but there's a lot of songs that I would never put it on my story. I would never sing it. Cause I don't wanna be like making fun of some fucking kid that got killed in this whole gang shit or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
They're real. But I listen to what the fuck I wanna listen to though. Mm. And but I ain't finna put that shit in my song though. I ain't finna put no, cause nigga rap. I ain't gonna lie, nigga rap about my people. I'ma be ready to throw everything away. You feel me? So I ain't even finna take it to that level. Mm. Just like I ain't finna play with no nigga mama. You feel me?
Mm.
Cause I know you play with my mama, I'ma say fuck everything. You feel me? Like fuck everything that's going on. You play with my mama. You feel me? So
yeah, that would be really really hard to. To have, like some of the shit that you seen rappers do to disrespect each other over the years, when you really think about it,
I don't even get to play on two niggas like that. Yeah. Like, and then y'all doing this shit trying to sell records and shit. I don't know if I'm doing that shit. Like yeah. most of them doing. Like, I ain't gonna say all of them, but some of them niggas mean that shit. You feel me? I know that for a fact. You feel me? Like some of them niggas mean that shit.
Right.
But a good amount of them niggas doing that shit to sell records. Like,
right.
That shit. Like 6ix9ine, bitch, he doing that shit to sell records and shit.
Yeah, and I mean, you're right for sure that, like, you know, if your side was responsible for somebody dying, it's one thing for you to rap about it. It's another thing for you to just be talking about some shit that has nothing to do with you. That shit, when I see that, I immediately lose a lot of respect for that person.
Yeah, that's another reason why I'm not finna be all on Instagram screaming the lyrics to the, like, long as I'm not finna be doing that shit. Like,
I mean, you've had big successes with records, so it's like, you know, there's only a certain level that if you make a diss song, there's only a certain level that it can get to, which is sometimes kind of big. You know, Who I Smoke, we've seen that, like, oh, fuck, that's actually a huge song. But for the most part, if you're making like a drill record, dissing somebody, whatever, you could get a million, get a couple million views. But you're somebody who you've seen 30, 40, 50, 100 million plays / views on your shit. So it's like that's something much different to aspire to, knowing that all you have to do is make a really, really good song. And you could make a stupid amount of money and be able to tour off that shit and all that stuff. That's a lot more appealing than just making these murder anthems, you know?
But some niggas like murder, though. I ain't gonna lie, though. I like this shit, bro. Oh, God, bro. But I ain't even just on no bad shit, though. Like, yeah. All right. It like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. But ain't just that though. I like it. Just, I like the music. Like, you mean, I like the music.
But you know what part of it is that if I listen to a song and somebody's rapping about being a good rapper or driving down the street and having a gun, whatever, it's easy to not pay attention. Some of these songs that I listen to where I can tell that they're talking about real shit is like I'm literally listening to every word. Because I'm really trying to figure out exactly what the fuck he's talking about and who did this and what, you know. So it's easy to understand why the fans are so attracted to shit that is super violent and super toxic, et cetera.
Oh, good.
You know?
Oh, good, though. Like, I be doing my research. I ain't gonna lie. I be trying to figure out what the fuck a nigga talk about. Yeah, man.
Right.
Like, and then I be knowing niggas from Iowa, like, you know what I'm saying? So I be asking,
Right.
And then so that's how I be knowing, like, a lot of these niggas that be trying to see a record. Like, they ain't got niggas be having imaginary ops. I forgot who the fuck said that shit, but somebody said the real shit. Oh, niggas be having imaginary ops, imaginary dead bodies, imaginary dead homies. Niggas down there be making up names. Real talk, bro. Believe it or not, niggas be making up dead homie names.
That's crazy. It's considered so cool to have a bunch of dead homies that people will actually lie to.
Nigga on Cram, Who the fuck is Cram? Nigga ain't gonna do it.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, who's Cram?
I'm good.
For sure. So in terms of your legal situation, has anything changed? You got any kind of updates in terms of everything, or are you still just waiting for your day in court?
I'm just waiting for my damn court for real. Like, all the updates I've been getting been good. Like, they permitted me to travel and shit. Like, at first, they didn't want me to travel. Like, you know what I'm saying? I could only move around Atlanta for, like, business purposes and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm on 24-hour anchor money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No curfew or nothing, 24-hour. You feel me?
So you can go wherever, you just have to have the ankle monitor on and tell them where you are?
No, it's a 24-hour inside.
Oh, in the house all day, every day. Okay.
So, like, but now they permitted me to travel, so now I can go out of town. You feel me? I just got to tell them, like they got your address. Like, the court in Atlanta got your address. I ain't going to lie to you.
Well, if they give it out to anyone, we're going to be pulling up on them.
Real talk. I had to tell them, though. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to tell them where I'm going.
For sure.
I got to send it back. I got to send it to them, and then they got to send it. They got to approve it. You feel me?
Definitely. Like, what do you... Like, I noticed when I was just looking at your Instagram story earlier, I'm like, oh, man, this dude is wilding. Like, you really were, like, out here in all these cars with your homies just driving around all crazy, burning donuts, all this shit.
Yeah.
Is that just a hobby, or, like, that's what you like to do when you come out to L.A.?
That just, like, I be wanting to have fun and shit. Like, I remember when I was little, I used to see the fed cars and shit drive by. We used to play key lock, you feel me, and bingo. We used to play bingo and shit. Like, when you see the raw ass cars, whoever say bingo first, key lock, that's your car. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Whenever you see it, yeah, that's my car. Yeah, I remember when I, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, goddamn, we used to just, I love cars, like, you feel me? Cars, money, and guns, like, you feel me? But I don't fuck with guns no more, you feel me? Like, I had to leave that shit alone. You feel me? Like, I left that shit alone, like, when I started rapping and shit, like, you feel me?
But you used to have them in the videos and shit.
Them props and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, man, them props and shit. You feel me? You know, the kids like that shit, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I still, like, you know, in my music, I try not to just rap about murder, 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 you feel me? I tell them, like, the shit that people go through in life that lead them to robbing and killing and stealing, you feel me? Or selling drugs, you feel me? And shit like that. I tell them about the struggle. I tell them about the hustle. I tell them about the pain. I tell them about the rain. I tell them about the backstabbing. I tell them about the girl cheating. I tell them about the mama leaving. I tell them about the daddy leaving, you feel me? I tell them about the grandma dying. I tell them about everything, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's why I actually listen to your music and why, like, I really have some of your songs on my playlist of shit that I'll listen to when I'm in the gym and shit, is because I actually appreciate that. Whereas, you know, being 37, it's like I can only listen to a motherfucker say, like, oh, I was selling crack or whatever so long. But then, because I had rappers that I loved over the years who talked about selling drugs, but then really let you in on how guilty they felt about what they had done to their community, telling you real stories about shit that really happened to them in that world. And that, to me, is just so much more compelling than I got a rock in my sock or whatever the fuck
you feel me? Like, nigga just like, man, I killed that nigga. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or I turned to a monster. You feel me? Or they ain't gonna tell you why they did this or why they turned to a monster. Like, they ain't gonna elaborate. Like, you feel me? That's what I had to teach myself. I had to make myself more vulnerable in my music. Like, I can't just be like, I've been through the rain, I've been through the pain. I gotta tell them what that shit felt like. I gotta tell them, like, exactly, like, I gotta pinpoint stories of my life, like, exactly what happened, like, you feel me, put names in this shit, like, you feel me, who left, you feel me, like who did this, like, you feel me, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, if you look at, like, the biggest rappers and that sort of style of music, whether it's a Youngboy or a Kodak, the reason why I think people really fuck with your shit is because there's pain in it. There's emotion in it. It don't just feel like you're just fucking saying something just to say it, you know? It sounds like, you know, there's real feelings behind it. You know?
Yeah, this real shit, like, this real shit that going on, like, you feel me? And I put it out there. I don't even put it out there hoping that they fuck with it. I put it out there, and I express myself, and it helped me, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I know it's going to help somebody, you feel me? Just like I said, it's going to help somebody get through it. It's gonna help somebody get through it, not go through it, or get over it. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. That's what I be trying to do.
Respect.
Yeah.
You got any big plans coming up for this year, aside from beating this case and all that?
Shit, I'm trying to goddamn. I'm really trying to drop my music and step up my performance game on stage for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put together a real, like, show now. You feel me? Like, that's what I'm trying to do.
Is that partially because you haven't been able to perform much over the past year?
No, I've been performing. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh yeah, you're comfortable down south and all that. You got that audience down there. They never even wore a mask or nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've been performing and shit like. You know what I'm saying? And now everything's starting to open back up. So now everything getting back high. And then like when the shit had locked down, you know my audience was bigger on the West Coast. You feel me? At first, so when shit had locked down. I had got down, I focused more on the South because the South was open, you feel me? So now I'm like, okay, I got to, goddamn, I critique my sound a little bit. I'm like, okay, I got to, goddamn, boom, I focus more down here. Mm. And then them shows started cranking. So now I got the best of both, you feel me? Now I fulfill what I really was trying to do, you feel me? So now when this open all the way back up, I got this now, you feel me? Like, I can book shows myself and do this over here because I'm so used to doing this on the West Coast. And still had these going, you feel me?
Sure. No, yeah, it's definitely good to see things going your way. Anybody want to shout out? Any thanks?
Shit, I want to thank everybody on my team, you feel me? I want to thank 300, you feel me? Like, shout out my nigga Ken, you feel me? You know, I'm a road dog. You know, we've been in this shit since day one, you feel me?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, though. That gang, shout out to 1B.
For sure.
And shout out God.
Shout out to God. That's a fact. Yeah, I appreciate you coming through, man. I'm glad to. Because we were supposed to have this conversation like years ago. I forget, maybe 2019. I remember the label hitting me up about the interview, and for some reason it didn't happen. But to be honest, I mean, your shit has blown up a lot since then. So I'm glad. I think it was good timing.
I appreciate that shit, man. I ain't gonna lie. I appreciate you having me in this motherfucker, though, for real.
I appreciate you keeping it real with us.
Yeah, man. Yeah, got to. That's all I know how to do, man. I'm gonna try to be something else and be me by mistake.
There it is.
Yeah, man.
OMBPZ, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support. We'll be on stream Friday listening to your music. No guns.